breakfast. I'm hungry. Take it from Crinkles. That's me. The best breakfast under the big top is
pure cane sugar.
Pure cane sugar.
Part of this big, complete breakfast.
We eat what we like.
Silly rabbit.
Oh. Oogie crisp.
Gee, I'm glad you stayed all night, Bobby. Don't you like the cereal?
Oh, yeah. But it's a little mushy. It's not crisp like the kind my breakfast pal served Dad and me at home.
Just for satisfaction. Just for you. Just for the light of it.
The light of it.
You want to give me a beat? No.
No. No, okay. I don't.
Then welcome to Just for the Hell of It podcast.
Hey, right. Just for the hell of it.
Just for the hell of it. We're freaking coming up with our own theme song.
For the smell of it.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. Wasn't that salt and pepper?
Sure was.
Salt and pepper. All right. This is the premiere. What did we say? Pilot episode of Just for the Hell of It podcast.
That's right.
I am your co-host. I don't want to be a generic podcast here. So how should we start this? And I'm actually saying this. We are recording this. I'm not going to edit this.
Yeah, this is how it's actually going to start.
This is how. I know we wanted something that was a little off the cuff, but I don't know. It's already
just for the hell of it.
Well, if it's a pilot episode, then I can say that I'm Reggie and I am a scientist, a maverick scientist. With maybe an agenda of my own, but I've got a heart of gold.
A heart of gold.
That's crazy awesome.
I am Jim Werner, and I am nothing. I don't know what I would be, Reggie. Now you threw me off because
you'd be Tattoo.
I'm Tattoo. The plane.
I am Eric Shea. You're Dr. Rourke.
Yeah, me and you. I just want that matching tux.
Damn right.
Friggin' yell there, and then I'll kill myself.
Stab yourself in the heart with a knife.
Yeah, it's that way. He ended up stabbing.
That's the debauchery and alcohol.
I like the whole thing with Hervé Villechaize. Is that he was a ladies' man? That guy. I thought he was a real big ladies' man.
He got what we would call buku pussy.
Book. I don't believe that. I think that they made that up just to make it him intriguing.
How do I make that up?
I don't mean you. I mean
I'm saying though. How do I make that up? It's a question. I want to have this reputation.
You can't. Actually, I said before, you tweet it. You tweet something, it becomes a solid gold truth. Typing it now. Eric Shea is a great lover, Jim.
King of eating pussy. Yes.
Yes. See, I said we're going to make this podcast something that actually could be family friendly. It's off the rails. All right. This is the
what are we talking about?
Pilot episode of Just for the Hell of It podcast. And why we did this is we obviously have a DC Comics site and podcast where all we're allowed to do is talk about DC stuff, thanks to Eric Shea and his business agenda. Yeah. So what we did on the site, we turned Mondays into Just for the Hell of It Mondays so that we could review and talk about things that we like other than DC Comics. And we thought the hell with it, we're going to do this for a podcast as well. Since our regular podcast, we tend to go off the rails anyway. This will be a maybe somewhat regular podcast that we're going to get to talk about anything. So this first episode, we have a choice of anything that we could talk about. We could talk about anything that we want. Rap music, anything. You'd like that, Reggie, right?
Oh, sure.
Talk about a little 80s rap music, Eric. You'd like
no
a little
problem.
Horror movies, a little horror movie great. Talk. Maybe talk about the Puppet Master. No, we're going to talk about breakfast cereal because I got to pick.
Say, who doesn't love breakfast cereal?
It's true.
Communist, that's true.
Me and Eric talk about breakfast cereal all the time at work, and we have a lot of theories and a lot of things, but today we're just going to talk in general about breakfast cereal, including our favorites, our least favorites, and just kind of stories about it. But I'm going to start. Basically, I love breakfast cereal. Breakfast cereals, to me, are the best food that's ever been created. And I just love it. And to me, what you're going to hear later is the sweeter, the better. Mm-hmm. Just like my ladies.
Sweeter, the better, the better the juice.
Sweeter, the better. But yeah, I've been a huge breakfast cereal fan since I was knee-high to a pitchfork.
I think fanatic's the word.
Knee-high to a pitchfork. But yeah, one of the things about my family growing up is my mom and dad didn't take care of me very well. And I would say that breakfast cereal
to me. For this pilot episode, it's a therapy session.
Yes. Well, breakfast cereal to me, I'm going to tie it into you, Eric. Breakfast cereal to me is the food just like the movies to you were a babysitter. My mom and dad would basically just buy. My mom would actually do the shopping. She would buy at least 6 boxes of cereal a week for me and my younger brother. And I would probably eat
fucking
5
Rockefellers.
Of them. Yeah. Oh, it's the best. But this is the thing. My mom is an awful cook. She wouldn't cook a lot, and so I'd have breakfast cereal, and I would eat cereal for breakfast every day. And when I came home from school, I'd eat breakfast as my big snack, possibly dinner. And I would probably eat about 8 bowls of cereal a day.
Oh, my God.
And oh, yeah. And
Jesus.
I said my mom and dad, they wouldn't get me. Like, I got Keds for shoes and just shit like that.
I had Payless slip-on shoes.
Yeah.
Had some Skippies.
Everybody had members-only jackets, not me. People even had like those, not the Letterman jacket, but the school jacket.
Yeah.
I didn't get that, but yet
you
I was probably...
You had a plastic trash bag with holes cut in it for your arms and head.
But for some reason, I was in with the cereal and no generics. I told you beforehand. One time my mom bought a generic cereal, and I remember, and this is not a lie, she came home, it was one of those bagged cereals, and back in the day...
Do you remember what it was?
No. I would like to think that it was probably a version of like a Sugar Smacks.
Like a Marshmallow Mateys?
No, they didn't have that. I'm telling you, back then, and Reggie would know, most of the time, back then a generic cereal, and we'll talk a little about this later, was basically a white box with like, you know... Corn flakes on it, big bowl black.
Like a generic grape nut.
Yeah, this was a bag thing, and it may even been like Cheerios, but that's the thing. My mom wouldn't get me crap like that. My mom was very in tune most of the time with what sort of cereals I might like or did like. And I'm telling you, any other time, bitch. But with cereal, right on. Solid
gold. Instead of love,
cereal. But she brought
home goodness.
A bag. And I actually got so angry, and this is going to make it seem like I was a real jerk as a kid, which I probably was.
And you are.
Definitely.
I was to my mom. I told you before, I actually used to say things to her just to make her cry and then would laugh at her right in her face.
God, I got caught stealing when I was like 12 years old. My mother cried. I never stole again. You are just a monster.
Oh, I would make her cry. I'd say, I don't love you. I never did.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what this has to do with cereal.
That's a lot to do with cereal.
But yeah, well, she brought in this bag, and what would happen is I would run to the bags of groceries. Another thing, never help take the groceries out. I just grabbed the cereal.
Jesus.
So I grabbed the cereal, and I pulled out this bag, and I in my mind, I would like to think, what the fuck is this, you bitch?
But you were too afraid to
curse.
No,
I didn't say that. I just grabbed what? And I ripped open the bag, and I ran out to the front door and threw it on the – and I – don't – and then she started crying, I think, and I made her go back and get a box of cereal. And I did. And she didn't drive, so she had to walk to the supermarket. She actually had her own cart, and it really embarrassed me. So I wouldn't go with her because she looked like a homeless lady walking around with a goddamn cart. But
now,
she had to go.
Now, just think of the embarrassment that your mother had having a son like you.
Yeah, no, this was it. I think she got the bag of cereal instead of a bunch of the boxes. I got my cereal to eat. I have my needs. So I made her go back, and she went. And it's also had to go across a 4-lane highway with this goddamn cart. She went and got it. I don't remember what she brought back, but then it was good. But yeah, that was a big thing. Is my mom though?
Your mother's a pushover.
No,
I would have the shit beat out of
her. So the answer here is do not feed your children sugared cereal.
Well, my
mom is a fucking savage monster.
Though I'm telling you, my mom was pretty much right on though, because where this was kind of a I don't know if it was like one of the grocery stores. It wasn't a normal chain grocery store. It was something that they would get the overload of, you know, if something was ordered.
Overstock
deal. And they would have a lot of those movie tie-in cereals and stuff like that. So I was really big on those. And but she would go get those. But she was right on with them most of the time, except that one time. She never had that mistake happen again.
Did you ever get one of those?
She was going to taste my backhand.
Oh my god! Was there ever an overstock of like a 2001 A Space Odyssey O's?
No, awesome. There was a lot. I'm telling you, this is where I had had Mr. T's
Fruity House.
I had the one I remember the most, which is funny because I looked to see when it came out. It actually came out probably when I was about 16 or 17. I was still eating it. Was the G.I. Joe cereal?
How's it look, Duke?
All clear. Go for it.
Introducing G.I. Joe Action Stars brand cereal, a delicious part of this complete breakfast. Crunchy stars that taste great.
And I remember
I think that came out like 87.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That's the year I graduated. And yeah, I was older. I'm telling you, the cereal, to a point, until I got married. And
your parents couldn't wait to get you into college.
No. That was a staple for me. And like I said, I would go through milk. My dad would get pissed, and it led to one of my things. I'll talk about my rules of eating cereal a little later. But it one of the things is I have to drink all the milk. I can't stand if somebody doesn't drink the milk when they eat cereal.
I don't know how many times you've come to work, though, and told me about the kids drank all the milk, and then I see these bowls, they still have milk in them. What is wrong with these kids?
It drives me nuts. I want to kill them because my dad, that was the big thing. That, and he would tell me when I used to like to eat egg white omelets.
Right.
And he would tell me that, and that was the thing. This is probably back in 83. I was a trailblazer.
Very forward thinking.
Yes. And I just didn't like the taste of yolk, but my dad would yell at me that I was wasting the yolk and eggs cost $14 a dozen. And I had no idea, so I believed him. He would tell me that. And the thing is,
good with the ostrich eggs?
What would it matter?
And I thought
anyway?
Kids were idiots now. No, they've always been idiots.
What does it matter if you eat, I'm still eating it.
Yeah, you're still using the egg, you know, most of it.
And just my other bit of street cred this was known amongst my friends that if I was going to sleep over their house, they best have a good cereal.
And that's usually, not street cred, that is asshole cred.
And usually I would tell them, I would have to let them know a week ahead. Like, if I was going to sleep over on Friday, I'd say, when'd your mom go shopping?
You had a fucking rider.
Oh, yeah. I did. And no brown M&Ms. And they better have a cereal. And I would tell them, make sure that your mom gets Cocoa Pebbles. Or make sure this. Because I would go. And
if I go over there and find Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, yeah. No, there was one time. Legitimately, you and your mom. This is always, every time I have a bad story, it's my buddy Pete growing up. I went over to Pete's house. He had Wheaties. And that's all he had. I went home. I did not sleep over. Went home.
Wheaties aren't that bad.
Oh, no. Who wants Wheaties after a good sleepover? You used to have stuffed crust pizza. I'm not going to eat Wheaties.
We had one box of Wheaties, and it was only when Mary Lou Benton was on.
Mary Lou.
When she was, I don't know why, we didn't give a shit about gymnastics, really? But she just kind of took the world by storm. Yeah.
I knew a guy who dated Mary Lou Retton.
Because
she was from West Virginia.
But we ate the Wheaties, and we said, no more Wheaties.
Like no more Wheaties.
Yeah, that's the thing. You always had those commercials on the Wheaties box. I never saw anybody eating the goddamn Wheaties.
Actually got Wheaties once as well because I have all these crazy thoughts in my head, especially when I was a kid. But thank God it's less now, but I was like, I want to be an athlete like my father when I grew up. I better start eating Wheaties.
Yes.
Yeah.
One box, and then I was back to sugary goodness.
Yes. Well, that is my talk of growing up with cereal a bit. How about you, Eric?
Well, for me, we always had a staple in the house. I grew up living with my mom, and we always had Cheerios or Honey Nut Cheerios, Life, and whatever I picked out. And usually it would be some kind of thing that I was really into at the time, some kind of cereal tie-in. And I realized years and years later how much of an idiot I was because I was missing out on all these great cereals to eat this shit. I swear to God, the Spider-Man cereal and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cereal, it's the same goddamn cereal, and it's garbage. Well, and I got box after box.
We even said, though, those tie-in cereals, and I told you, my mom got these all the time, and after a while you realize that they're always based on pretty much like three cereals. Like, almost everyone is either a Kix, you know, or a Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch is some kind of Wheat Chex.
Yes, and like that. And then they mix in a little, you know, and some of those, like it will be a Kix, but with a marshmallow.
Yeah.
But I always love, like I said, me and Eric talk about this. I said I always love to see how they try to tie that shape or cereal into what the, you know, the thing is that it's trying to be. Well, it's usually a stretch.
I was trying to remember, because I remember the big one I really had to get was in 89 when the Batman movie was coming out. And it was like, I think they were just pretty much bat-shaped Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
It was bat symbols.
Yeah.
And there was another shape, though, I think.
Was there? I thought it was just that. And, like, it was not good. But I got box after box, and it's, I wasted my youth
These
shitty cereals.
I remember the worst.
I think one of the worst had to be E.T.
That was a little before my time, but I know of them.
It was just the fucking letters E and T. It wasn't even the animal. It wasn't even the alien. It was
an E and an E.
I think you missed the point of that movie.
No, that wasn't a dog. No, it was, and it tastes supposed to taste like Reese's Pieces, and it tasted like, you know, 5 week old peanut butter.
Seriously, all they had to do was get Peanut Butter Crunch.
Yeah,
and just say. And just say that those are Reese's Pieces, and maybe put in a freaking marshmallow that looks like a dog, like you said.
Yeah.
Or maybe a gun.
A nice long-necked dog.
Yeah.
Little UFOs.
Yeah, I don't...
A gun that turns into a walkie-talkie.
Yes, and milk. That's what happens. In milk, it turns into a walkie-talkie.
Cereal is way ahead of its time.
And then there's a sequel to that, and that's when E.T. comes back.
So E.T. came out in 82, and that's when I was born, so I missed that on the E.T. like cereal craze.
Yeah.
I wouldn't work now, but I want to go back somehow and eat this and see if it tastes anything like the Reese's Puffs that are out now.
It would be interesting to find out. I think the world might be ready for that flavor because we weren't ready in 82.
No, you were not ready. I had E.T. cereal. I can't say that I really loved it, but again, I mentioned Peanut Butter Crunch. I can't eat a lot of Peanut Butter Crunch.
That first bowl was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. But after a while, it actually makes me ill. Because I overeat, but I have an issue with the Peanut Butter Crunch. Not one of my favorites. Not on my list.
Don't all cereals make you ill, though?
What's that?
You eat them until you have to throw up.
Yes. I told you, I eat cereal until I have to throw up. Then I have one more bowl, and then I'm done. Then I call it quits. And I will, at points, even the other day, we were talking about doing this podcast, so I actually went shopping the other day and bought a bunch of cereals, which Eric did as well. But I came home, ate a full dinner, and then ate three bowls of cereal, and I felt like I was going to vomit. I really did. And I didn't even do it. This was not like, I got to do research for the podcast. It was in the house.
That was it.
If it's in the house, I'm going to eat it. That's why my kids a lot of times buy Fruity Pebbles, thank God, because I will not eat those. But, yeah, I bought some I like.
I usually don't eat breakfast, but we've been talking about doing this podcast for so long now, and every time we bring it up, I go out and buy a freaking box of cereal. And I disgorge myself on it. Yeah. But for this one, I'm like, it's finally going to happen. Yesterday, I ate a bowl of freaking Frosted Flakes, Raisin Bran Crunch, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Crackle and Oat Bran, and I think that's it. And then today, I went out and bought a box of freaking Oops All Berries.
Yes.
Wow.
Fruit Loops and the new Batman versus Superman Batman cereal tie-in.
How is that?
That is a strawberry chocolate cereal.
Yeah, and it's
really, dude.
It is crazy. They are shaped like little bats, and
little S's, right?
No. There's you can buy a Superman one, or you can buy a Batman.
Oh,
I bought the Batman one because this idea of a strawberry chocolate kind of intrigued me, and it has an overpowering smell of berry right from the get go. And you eat a freaking spoonful, and then the berry just is on top of you. But by the time you're done, it has a chocolate aftertaste.
Really?
It's very weird, but I'm telling you. They're brown. The color runs out of them. They become just freaking corn-like looking things, and all the flavor's gone. But somehow they retain
like
the crunch.
It's like Chop Shop car.
It is the craziest cereal I think I've ever had.
Me and Eric were talking. Don't you think, Reggie, don't you think it would have been a great idea to have, like, did you ever have the Nerd cereal?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day that they had the two bags?
Big question about new Nerd cereal is...
Side. Orange flavor on this side.
Orange.
Cherry flavor on this side.
Cherry.
So,
which side?
They're both so delicious, I can't decide.
New Nerd cereal is the fruity good part of your complete breakfast.
Which side are you gonna eat first?
Which side are you gonna eat first?
Also available in grape and strawberry. Nerds.
Why didn't they do that with the Batman v Superman? Where you
that
have
made a lot
Batman
of sense.
And Superman, and totally. Then you can even have on the thing like them clashing together, and then like you decide
I would have had Batman taste like Captain Crunch, and then the Superman taste like Crunch Berries, and that's a winner right there. You know,
and then,
it goes
right together, and then you realize that they love each other. They're exactly. A taste that goes friend. Well.
They work better together.
Even then, you can even have a Cocoa Puffs Batman and a peanut butter freaking Superman.
That could work.
You get
that
could work. You got a peanut butter fucking cup cereal. Boom. Mm-hmm.
And even if they added like a red food coloring to this peanut butter, fine, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter
and
anyway.
And Wonder Woman gets mixed in and it ruins the whole party. You don't know what happens.
Now, honestly, this will actually segue into a good thing now because I got home, I took it out, got a bowl, and I'm looking at the back of the box.
Yes. And that's a big thing for me.
And it is boring as shit. Really? It's just Batman looking at Superman with a bunch of words down the middle saying like truth versus justice. Who will win? Brains versus brawn. It is nonsense. Mm. I figured why is
there
it not
no
a game
puzzle?
No, nothing.
No freaking maze.
Nothing. I was fucking pissed.
It didn't come with a glowing spoon.
God, I wish it came with a glowing spoon.
It's one of my favorites.
Shit. None of these things that I bought today came with anything.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I noticed as a father and buying cereal for my kids, and you know, maybe I mixed in a couple generics in there.
Monster.
And my kids are going to have to deal with it. But no, one of the things I realized a while back when they stopped giving out any toys. What they started giving out were online codes for games that you'd go to CaptainCrunch.com and you'd put this code in. It still gets me angry. I think there seems to be a little bit of a play to kind of get back to things in it, but
I hope.
I'm telling you, one of the things that pissed me off the most was when you'd get a box of cereal and instead of having the toy in it, you'd have to collect shit and send it in.
Yeah,
oh, that's the worst. I didn't know
symbols.
I barely understand how to send letters now, but when I was a kid, completely nonsense. I had no idea. No one's going
to
help me.
I didn't have any stamps. I wasn't allowed to have a stamp.
I still don't know how many stamps you need for what.
I don't know. I collected stamps at one point. In the comic book, I got the 1001 stamps of the world.
Wow.
I told Eric this. I actually thought I was going to find like a big fucking the upside down airplane, and I was going to have a mint. But how about you, Reggie? Tell us your deal.
Well, I did not have a horrible childhood where love was expressed through cereal, but my mom bought us plenty of sugar cereals.
Yeah,
we were big fans of Trix in my house. I know you guys aren't big fruity cereal fans, but.
To a degree. I'm a big Fruit Loops guy.
Trix actually to me.
I loved Loops.
Trix to me is the all sorts candy of cereals. I hate it. Oh my God, I can't stand them. Go on, I don't want to.
Was it the bunny? Trix rabbit
that
annoyed
you? Trix rabbit. Actually, he did annoy me a bit, and I have an issue with a lot of commercials.
I
even talked to you about it a little later about my hate of one cereal comes from one of the mascots. But now Trix, I don't know. He just seemed dumb. He just always would try to, you know, fool the
kids. And Lucky
kids.
Was a genius.
Yeah. And the kids were just jerking him around.
Jerking him around. It's like
I
him and the Cocoa
like
Puffs
he...
guy.
I felt like the Trix Rabbit and the Quick Bunny were
they were in
cahoots.
They both
got jerked around a lot.
I equate them with the Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs fucking, forget his name, Sonny.
Sonny,
and that motherfucker always trying to disguise himself, but yet the guy was so crazed.
Sonny had a problem.
Somebody had to get him away from those goddamn Cocoa
Puffs. Sonny needed rehab.
I'll mail myself someplace where there's nothing to make me go cuckoo for my favorite cereal. Delicious, munchy, crunchy, chocolatey Cocoa Puffs. It's part of this good, nutritious breakfast.
Cocoa Puffs mail call. Special delivery postcards for Sonny.
He's not in.
Say, Puff Puff Cocoa Puffs. Chocolate-tasting Cocoa Puffs. Munchy, crunchy, chocolatey.
Cocoa Puffs! Yahoo! I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs!
He did need rehab.
The best thing
or
for
just
was
give
to
him
not
the
have any
Cocoa
more
Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, these Cocoa Puffs, they're not that good.
They're pretty goddamn good. What are you talking about?
Holy moly, the guy's like fucking putting his ears under a hat and pretending he's a goddamn delivery man. Next thing you know, the hat flies off. The guy's fucking jerking off in the corner. I don't know what's going on with him. He loves those goddamn Cocoa Puffs. He's fucking giving hand jobs for him. I don't know. But go on, Reggie. I don't want to interrupt
you. I told you guys before the podcast that I was going to reveal something about my cereal eating habits that was going to blow your ever-loving minds. And that fact is that I enjoy cereal when it's soggy.
Really?
What the hell is wrong? There were villains called the Soggies.
Yeah. They were my people.
Really? You're a monster.
My wife thinks I'm a fucking human
monster.
She's
right.
She's over there eating crunchy, loud-ass cereal. I'm like, I like to get cereal to the way, you know, leaves are get all wet in November, you know, when it rains leaves are all slick on the ground.
Here's the weird thing is, because I'll tie this into something that Eric does that fucking disgusts me, that is what you do. When he gets cookies, he actually throws them in the milk, lets them dissolve, and then mixes it up and drinks it like a fucking shake. That is disgusting.
Delicious. That's beautiful living.
Yeah, Reggie, have you ever had Weetabix? The cereal Weetabix.
I have not ever had that. No. Wait. Is that the one where each shredded wheat comes in its own individual?
It's a big individual package.
Yeah, I have had that.
That becomes the soggiest cereal within set. That's my mom's favorite cereal.
And my brother loved that.
Yeah, that was. It's big in England, and so that was her favorite. Oh my God, you have to be the Flash to eat this goddamn cereal. Before I'm telling you that you have to eat it as the milk is about to hit it. Oh, it's the worst. Yeah, I hated that. So you like soggy cereal?
I like soggy cereal.
That's probably going to explain
why.
All right,
podcast
like
over.
Your,
we can't talk no more.
Why you like your it'll tie in later, because some of your favorites that you told me ahead of time were just fucking nonsense. You told me earlier that for some reason you weren't allowed to have chocolate cereal.
I wasn't that we weren't allowed to, but we just never did chocolate cereal.
It just never came up.
Was it that your mom and dad just didn't like chocolate?
Actually, my dad doesn't really like chocolate, but you know, they never had any of the cereal that we ate. They stayed far away from that shit.
That's kind
of
like
my brother sort of. Because
they were adults when adults were adults. Now we're just freaking grown children, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Really. Now it's like this eternal adolescence. Yes. I mean, you know, Jim, you were touching on it before, but until I got married, I was eating cereal for dinner all the time.
Yeah.
It's a complete meal. You know what I mean? You got vitamins. You got your, you know, it fills you up. You got some vitamin D. Yep. It's calcium.
Well, and that, I don't know if you did it, but that kind of ties in with what Eric said earlier, is that I would, I love the box of cereal.
Box is important.
And that's not even just the back of the box. I used to love having it there and looking at all the nutrition information and the ingredients I wasn't that big on. But what I would do is line up all the boxes of cereal and see which one had the
compare and contrast.
Yeah, I was a freaking moron. Oh, it was crazy.
No, dude, I'm telling you, that freaking Batman v Superman box was so boring. I was looking at the nutrition facts instead of watching The Outer Limits.
Yeah. Yeah,
what was the nutrition in that BVS cereal?
It just said none.
Garbage. Yeah.
Said you will die.
Said you should have bought Superman, sucker.
Yeah. I had the Superman, and it was okay. And I don't even remember what flavor it was. I'd like to say
it's caramel something.
Yeah, it was a caramel, but the problem was the caramel actually seemed to be more like a syrup. It was more like a cinnamon not a cinnamon toast crunch. What was the other one? French toast crunch.
French toast crunch.
Tasted a little like that. You know that they have chocolate toast crunch?
You were telling me about that yesterday. Yeah.
What the hell is chocolate toast?
Delicious. It
have you ever
like.
Had chocolate toast?
No, never
in your life. So what the fuck is chocolate toast?
Give me to
crunch?
This weekend, man. I will have chocolate toast.
That's nonsense. That's stupid. Why make up something like that? Oh, goodness.
Because it's delicious.
No, I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, no, you know, hold on. Before this, you're talking about why even do that. I was going through the cereal aisle today.
Yes.
And they had a special Fruit Loops box. It's like a special thing they're doing right now where it's out of this world shape. Mm. And it was Fruit Loops that were just
stars?
No, they were just spheres. They were freaking tricks.
Oh, really?
And they were just circles.
Oh, okay, I got you. They were just balls.
They were balls, yeah. And they said, out of this world shape. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You were just selling tricks, calling it Fruit Loops.
Yeah, that's
tricks,
weird. Yeah,
and I'll tell you, Reggie, you said about fruit cereal.
Furious.
We had talked about that. I'm not a big fruit cereal fan, and Eric as well. But I love Fruit Loops. I really
do. I'm saying, Fruit Loops are amazing.
But one of the things
it's because Fruit Loops has the most visible sugar of all the fruit cereals.
It is true. And I will tell you as well that I hate any sort of generic Fruit Loops. I think they're bullshit. And that's one of the cereals that they can't quite perfect, I think. That's one of them. There's a bunch.
I'm telling you, I bought 3 boxes of cereal today. My girlfriend's like, oh, my God, you got Fruit Loops? Let me have some. You ain't touching any of my cereal. You stay the hell away from me. This is research.
And throw her out the door.
Yeah, you get to write this off, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is a write-off. Yes, but, yeah, I actually wrote down, I have some rules of eating cereal.
Okay.
Here's just to prove.
Now, Reggie. Have you ever heard of anybody who has rules to eat cereal?
No.
No, because Jim is a psychopath.
I think you'll agree with some of these. Because,
no, I'm saying
that
I would never like have a set rules in my mind, though.
There are set rules, and this did not take much to write. I probably have about seven other rules that I'd actually think about, but these are the rules. Number one, my milk for a cereal has to be ice cold. It can't even. I'm telling you, you can't even set it out on the counter and then go and eat a bowl and come back. That it's not cold enough. Then I need it ice cold. So that has to be. And in fact, at points in my life, I would actually fill the bowl first, put that in the freezer, and let it chill a little.
Yes, psychopath.
Yes, and then I would come back to eat. And then what I'd have, a rotation.
How did your parents not have you committed?
I don't. Because they didn't pay attention. How can you admit somebody that you don't even know?
Expensive craft beer.
So what I would do is I'd have two or three bowls, have milk in each of them, and I'd have a rotation so that I can keep them going.
I love it, but it's a cereal, brother.
No, that's what I would do. I had a lot. This is, I'm telling
you. You put more work into this than you do with your own kids.
Now, when you said you filled the bowl first, I thought you meant you put cereal in.
No, just milk.
You would. Just put milk in the bowl and
put
then
it in the freezer. So I put usually two right away in the freezer. Honestly, then I'd get one, put another one to replace that. So I'd have a rotation of bowls going.
You just stirred something within me where now I have a set of a rule that I have to come out because I'm furious. Now, you put the milk in before the cereal?
Well, that's the thing is, no, you don't understand that. Then I would have another bowl where I'd pour the cereal, get that bowl, pour that milk over the cereal.
Okay,
and then
I'm
fill
okay
that
now.
Bowl
You're
again.
Still a psychopath, but
and
I'm
that
okay
bowl
now.
Would remain in the rotation into the freezer. But there usually be two bowls of milk in. Instead of just putting the fucking container of milk in there, I'd have these shifting bowls.
Oh, the bowl has to be cold.
Like, do you have 90
I was playing
cereal
the ball
bowls
in the fucking
up?
Cup. What's Jesus. That?
What, do you have 90 cereal bowls
yeah.
going up?
Oh, we had a lot of bowls. And the problem was we didn't have a very big freezer, so I'd have to kind of jam them in, like, between peas and stuff. Yes. And then sometimes if I forgot that my dad would be furious.
Yeah,
he'd find a bowl
of frozen milk.
I usually wouldn't forget, though, because I'd always go back. But that's number one. Number two is, this has to be explained a little, but the bowl and spoon must not be hot or warm. It cannot have any sort of temperature to it. And what happens is, like, if you grabbed a bowl or a spoon out of the dishwasher.
I feel like we should have, like, a drum roll going on right now.
If you grab the bowl and spoon out of the dishwasher that was just finishing,
right,
I
hot.
Would never, ever, ever put cereal in that because it all comes down to the temperature of the milk. And so I would have to rinse that out with cold water. And this is not just – this is now because I actually – yesterday I had to wash a bowl and spoon to have cereal, and I'll always end with a little cold water on there. Then I go to town. Okay.
You should submerge it in an ice bath too.
And I should have just put it in the freezer with it. But here's number three is I touched on it earlier. I have to drink the milk of each bowl of cereal after that bowl.
I agree.
And then the next one gets a new batch of milk. So if I eat six bowls of cereal, I am drinking six bowls of milk with that cereal.
Yeah,
that's not good. It's not crazy.
I have no idea how he didn't turn out looking like Bobo and Little Devil and From Nothing to Trouble.
Yeah. In fact, as a kid, I was like a rat. So then number four, there's five of them. Number four is I would never mix cereals in other cereals' milk. And as a kind of a rule, I usually did not mix any cereals in while I was eating. Like Eric the other day, he said yesterday he ate all those different bowls of cereal.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's nonsense to me. I stick with the one. But if I happen to end a box, I might go to the next flavor. But if I do, I could never put that in the milk of another cereal.
So
that
you would only do one box at a time.
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yep, I go down the
line.
Well,
honestly, I would too. I was just mixing and matching today because I wanted to get a bunch of flavors in my mouth. But I actually did this earlier just because I knew Jim's rules ahead of time. So I had a bowl of Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put in a bowl of Oops All Berries.
Yeah, see, that kind of
like – it's fruity. I think it works.
Cousins,
fruity.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't
know. What did you think of those, those trendy cereal places where you can go in there and
I saw that. I talked
about
have
a bunch of
these
stupid little cereals.
I always wanted to go there, but I probably would have been so irritated with those.
Sounds
people.
Like you would hate it.
Yeah. It's like a guy, like an alcoholic, goes to the bar and thinks they're all rookies. That'd be me. I'm a cereal alcoholic. The cereal-olic.
Serial killer.
Yeah. But one, that rule is kind of, it doesn't really come into play a lot because, like I said, I drink all the milk each bowl.
Yes.
But that's just something that really.
But can you imagine going from a Cinnamon Toast Crunch to a freaking Fruit Loop?
To me, I always, when I think of cereals that I hate, one of the big things that I hate about certain cereals is the residue. The ones that leave that residue in the milk, that it looks like a shitty ass pond or something.
Yeah.
I hate that. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cereal scum.
People love that Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I do not like it as much because it leaves that residue. That peanut butter crunch was the cereal of my generation. Yeah,
Fruit Loops leaves it too, though. You just can't see it because it's the same color as the milk. Fruit Loops leaves the same kind
of
slick.
Fruit Loops does. Yeah, it does.
But you know what? Out of mind.
And it's funny because there is a cereal that I don't like that's very similar to Fruit Loops is Apple Jacks. Does the same thing. It leaves that little residue in that fucking
We eat what we like, old man. Sorry. Yeah. That's why you don't understand it.
Nope. And
me and Eric are slamming Mountain Dew.
That's right.
Apple Jacks.
Yes. And my fifth rule.
Extreme.
Yes. My fifth rule is I would never, ever, in my fucking sane, insane mind, whatever you think, would use a flavored milk in a cereal. And like I'm saying, if I got Cocoa Pebbles, and somebody's out there, I always put Cocoa Pebbles with chocolate milk. No, you don't need that.
I did it once. I wanted to experiment. It was college. Yeah. Need to experiment in college.
You're the girls who go off to college.
That's the time to do it.
Yes, it is. But yeah, I put in here, one of the big things I like about a cereal is what they do to the milk, and you got to let the cereal do its job.
I agree with you completely.
And if you had a Cocoa Pebbles and you had strawberry milk, I'll kill you. I'll freaking slice your throat.
That doesn't even make any sense to me.
Exactly.
Like somebody going
Neapolitan cereal.
Now, Jim, what about? I'm positive you don't get this in your house, but you know, Silk, the soy milk.
Actually, my wife is. Lactose intolerant. So we've had Silk. Yeah, I would never use that.
You haven't tried it?
No, I have. I've tried it. It's nonsense.
But never in cereal.
First off, we usually, if we get the Silk or any sort of, even if we get like an almond milk that she's trying, it's always vanilla that we usually get. And that
takes it right out.
Yeah, that's one of the rules. No. And it's not milk. It tends to be a little thicker than I like.
Yeah.
And in fact, all these rules, the other rule as I was growing up, I would never go with anything but whole milk. Now I drink 2%, so I'll make the
See, I actually went exception. A little – I wanted to have the nostalgia of when I was a kid because I've drank skim milk for the last probably 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
I got 2% tonight.
Yeah.
It was weird. But I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, me going now to whole milk, it's like you're having a goddamn milkshake.
It is. Yeah, it's like you're drinking. I've been doing 1% and 2% for years.
I've never drank whole milk. I don't think.
No, it gets thick. In a side story for my wife, I just mentioned my wife, and it reminded me. I told Eric this story. My wife did not eat cereal for her whole childhood because she was convinced that her mother spit in the milk. Because when you pour the milk and it has those bubbles, she thought that her mom hated her so much. She thought her mom spit in the milk, so she would not eat cereal. But one of the other things I wanted to talk about, I said earlier, like one of my favorite things were commercials for the cereals.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a big fan of cereal mascots for the most part. And I just wanted to know, like, who your favorite mascot was. Because I have a lot about my favorite.
Reggie, you want to go first?
I was a huge fan of Boo Berry.
Yeah.
And specifically Boo Berry, and I actually didn't like that cereal very much, but I really liked. I thought he was, I just liked his style.
To me, he's a guy who died during Hurricane Katrina. He was a trumpet player.
I say saxophone, but yeah, I think he's an old blues man, even though he has a weird hat.
He's got the weird sailor's hat, and he's got very very droopy eyes. I think he's supposed to be an old like a analog to an old. Movie star.
It's funny that you actually brought up Booberry because I've been telling Jim all week. I'm saying I was a huge Monster fan in general growing up. I was a Monster kid. So the idea of a Monster cereal, I was totally attracted to. But in my town, we could only get Count Chocula.
Frankenberry?
To this day, I have never had Frankenberry.
That was my favorite Monster.
I wanted to eat Frankenberry for the first time on this podcast. Can't find it. But every summer I'd go and visit my aunt for 2 weeks out in like Western Pennsylvania, and they had all the Monster cereals there. And I'd get Boo Berry.
Someone's come for a nutritious breakfast.
What?
Hello, my name is Boo. Let me finish. Boo Berry, my ghostly good blueberry-flavored cereal, Boo Berry, is part of this complete breakfast.
Boo to you, Boo Berry.
Frankenberry's got strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
Count Chocula's got chocolate marshmallows.
But I've got blueberry-flavored marshmallows.
Frankenberry.
Count Chocula.
And Boo Berry.
I fucking hated Boo Berry. It was disgusting, yeah. But I would buy it every guy. I would have her buy it every time. And just because I think the idea of Frankenberry just kind of weirded me out as a young boy because he was pink.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm a boy. I don't want pink things. Boo Berry, he's blue. That's for me.
You can handle that.
Frankenberry's my favorite of the Monster cereals. And Reggie, did you ever have Fruit Brute back in the day?
No, I never. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Or Yummy Mummy?
Fox, but
and
I think
Yummy
that was,
Mummy. I didn't like
I think that was canceled before I was.
Yeah. Fruit Brute April. I had, and I didn't like it. But one thing, after years and years, I went back and bought a box of, I think, Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
And it was awful. I don't like the new Count Chocula.
They did something
and,
to it.
Well, here's the thing. I'll tell you what they did to it. That's very odd to me that it became an issue. They screwed up the actual cereal part of it. The marshmallows are, you know, the standard, yeah. Oh, they're not as big or all that. No, it was the cereal part. It's got a weird coating on it now. It's not as dense. You'd ooh. Love it, Reggie, because it gets fucking soggy immediately. And it also tastes, it's like very airy. It's very like light. I can't wow. even explain it. I do not like it.
You must be a connoisseur with a
I'm telling
delicate
you.
Cereal
yes,
palate.
I did not like it. And I don't know. It just didn't have the taste. And because of the way that was, it didn't turn the milk chocolatey enough for me. And it just irritated me, but yeah. What was your favorite?
Why are you reviewing comics? I mean, the way you know the way you review cereal is beautiful.
I'm telling you, this is why I ended up forcing us into this. I'm done after this episode. This is all I needed to do was get it off my chest about the cereal. I'm telling, I am a fanboy of cereals, and, but I have not really eaten cereal that much in the last couple of years, which is odd. But my kids,
neither
have
I.
Yeah, I really haven't. Maybe it's because I actually make meals now. but yeah, whew. But yeah.
Now, Reggie, did you have more? Because I interrupt you with my Boo Berry story.
I think beyond that, I was a fan of Sugar Smack, all the classics. You know, I loved all these. I loved Lucky Charms mascot much more than the cereal.
Yes. Did you like? Are you a fan more of Dig'Em or Sugar Bear?
Sugar Bear.
Really?
Damn yeah. right. You're. You I'm telling you. You stop it all over bear. My picks now.
I like Dig'Em. I don't know. I always said I thought that Dig'Em reminded me of. I don't know why, but he reminded me of Dennis the Menace. And he seemed like a guy I'd hang out with, like Sugar Bear.
He reminded me of a streetwise, like freaking what
like
the
a
hell
newsie or something, maybe.
Yeah, he was a little too.
I don't. Sugar Bear hard-edged. Reminded. I thought he was a pimp.
I can't get enough Super Golden Crisp. It's got the crunch with crunch.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
And
yeah,
I swear
hard.
To God,
really?
I thought that if Sugar Bear came to my house, he was going to be looking to anally rape me.
Yeah. And see, I wanted to join his stable. I was hoping he would pick me up and take
I'm
me under his wing.
He kind of scared me a little.
He was such a cool guy. He's so yeah. laid back. He's like, hey, we're just going to go on an adventure, man. Yeah, all right, Sugar yeah. Bear, let's go.
He seemed like
exactly.
he was...
Sunglasses on.
Yeah, no, he seemed like he was too loose.
Yeah. Can't get over that sugar, Chris.
That and also, the name reminds me of, what's his name? Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear.
Starsky yeah. and Hutch. And I was not a fan of Huggy Bear either. He scared me, too. That guy was in touch with the underbelly of society.
Wow.
Just yeah, but like, freaking Dig'Em was a freaking streetwise, like, breakdancer in my
yeah,
mind.
I like that. He seemed like he had some spunk.
This is going to take a while. Look who's up.
Dig'Em. Go for it.
Let's have some sugar snack.
Dig'Em. I Dig'Em.
Give me a snack, and I'll smack you back.
The ball. It's still rolling.
I don't believe it.
Bowling is right up my alley.
Part of this nutritious breakfast.
Dig'Em.
It's from the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite, Aaron?
My favorite would have to be Captain Crunch.
That is mine. You talk about Captain Crunch because I have a lot to tell you about Captain Crunch.
I'm saying Captain Crunch was always a staple to me because he had the most intricate cartoons, that story that continued through commercial to commercial, and I was all about that. And Soggies were just a great villain to have because they're fucking gross.
Come on! There's breakfast to be found!
Sog alert!
This is a job for Crunch Power! Crunch away!
Oh, can anything stop these Soggies?
Crunch Power can!
Yes, it locks delicious sweet taste in, so it's tough to sog out.
This is right up your alley.
Oh my gosh!
Captain Crunch is a crunchy part of a balanced breakfast.
I'm going to strike!
Well, even on that, I bought that box of Oops All Berries, and on the back it had all those other freaking mascots that were with Captain Crunch.
Do they still have the elephant for the peanut butter crunch?
No, but he was on the back of this box.
They changed it at one point. They took the elephant away. I always liked him. Supposedly, the captain, because of his uniform and how it's designated, is he's actually a commander, not a captain. But
he's an imposter. My whole life's a lie now.
Do you know Captain Crunch's real name, his full name?
I used to.
It's Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Yeah.
And the best thing, I have a description of him, and it's his ship is called the Guppy. He was born on Crunch Island in a sea of milk.
Of course.
And it says a magical place with talking trees, crazy creatures, and a whole mountain called Mount Crunchmore made a Captain Crunch cereal.
Sounds terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. But
the thing is, I love these commercials so much. I actually bought a DVD of the Captain Crunch commercials. It has all of them on there. And it's so funny because I looked. It's available on Amazon right now for $10. And it's called Captain Crunch and Friends.
Wow.
It is one of the worst quality DVDs I'd ever had in my life. And what it appears... Well,
you sent me
it's
a
from
YouTube
people's
clip.
Old VHS tapes.
Said, well, Jim sent me a YouTube clip earlier of one of these. Yeah. I'm like, it's just terrible. I can barely understand what the captain's saying.
The problem is that basically it was not a transfer of a VHS to DVD. It was a transfer of somebody filming a TV playing the VHS that they transferred to DVD. Oh, and in fact, at points, the camera shifts a little. They probably have it on a tripod, but the way they had it, and you can see a part of the TV. I bought it. I forget what I bought it for.
One of the knobs is missing, and there's a vice grip on there.
Yeah. I was so excited to get it because I'm telling you, I loved – there was Captain Crunch, and he had these, you know, a couple little friends that he had on there. I don't know where these kids came from and what the captain did to get them. I'm not one to judge the captain. He's
international waters, man. Anything goes.
I love Peanut Butter Crunch.
If you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
Maybe I will.
I now pronounce you man and cereal.
Yes, that is true. But yeah, I loved those commercials, and I loved I love Captain Crunch. I think he is the best mascot. He's got kind of, you can even get some backstory. You make up shit about him.
Yeah.
It's along the same lines. I always wanted to know the backstory to Captain Crunch and the other monsters.
Yeah.
Like, what's up with Frankenberry? Tell me his goddamn origin.
Yeah.
But I love all of those, even though I think freaking Booberry is garbage. My other favorite, we just talked about, Sugar Bear, because he was just so goddamn cool.
Yeah, I didn't like Sugar Bear, and I'll tell
you. Get enough of that sugar?
Later, when we talk about our least favorite, I'll tell you my fucking least favorite. But here's the weird thing, is I hate Captain Crunch. I
really?
Love him so much. I love all the variations of it.
Cuss the roof of your mouth,
man. I'm letting it go, but yeah, that's one of my least favorite commercials. That's one of my least favorite cereals. But also,
well, I go Oops All Berries.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, that'll be on the list, too, because we might as well go on to our list, right? Top. And I'll tell you, again, like rules, I actually wrote down how I used to think in my mind of what would make a good cereal. So I'll go through that real quick. Because number one's the taste of the cereal. Okay? that's not crazy. The second is Reggie threw a wrench in this one. It's the soggability quotient, I'd like to call it, and how quick it gets soggy and all that. Then the... third is the taste of the milk afterwards. So that's basically, to me, that's like the quality of the actual cereal. But then it goes the cereal box, and that is the mascot and what would be on the back, and then also the prize. It's more of the the chance of a prize. Like certain cereals always have something in it, and I tended to kind of like those, even
I was telling Reggie before we started the podcast, one of my biggest memories of eating cereal is trying to collect those California Raisin figures from the Raisin brand, and like I think it was like 87, 88.
Yeah, see, I was a little older.
I ate so much Raisin Bran to get these freaking figures. I had so many doubles then. But I love the prize. I had this goddamn it was on the front of the Batman cereal box. It was like a Batman bust bank. I had this thing for like 15 years.
I remember the bank. And actually, I looked up a couple things, and the bank is a big one for a lot of people.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I had the thing. And you used to get these everywhere, but like when they'd have those little submarines that you put in a 2-liter freaking, and like you squeeze it, go up or down.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I love them. Something simple like that enhanced my cereal experience tenfold.
Yeah,
Frosted Flakes had that.
One of my favorite things, they always had like a spoon that had a light. That's pretty typical. The Pebble cereals had a couple cool things. The one was a dinosaur spoon actually press it and it would open up and you kind of put it. It never worked very well, but I liked that. But the
it was
one
like
thing,
a bowl companion.
Yeah, and the one thing that I really liked, and I don't know why, and I forgot all about it, but then I saw it on one of these pages, was the Pebble cereal had a glow-in-the-dark dinosaur skeleton. And it was just this little
really? –
I don't know why. I loved it. I thought it was the coolest thing. But even though I'm thinking now, and we talked about it in our last regular podcast, that we hate like Loot Crate and stuff, but this is very similar. You'd get a box of cereal and you'd see what might be inside.
Exactly. I'm telling you, they advertise what's going to be in there.
At least you got a clue.
Well, and I will also say that I got mad if the prize wasn't in the cereal. If it, like sometimes they have it outside
the
box, but yet now I realize that is a lot easier. That kind of, but I liked it in
it's
the cereal.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, how many freaking times did you fucking shove your hand?
I shove my
bag.
Hand all the time, and then the thing would get so, or I'd pull the bag out and then go through, and then you couldn't fit the goddamn bag back in the box.
It would never go back in.
Before we started, I pulled the bag of Fruit Loops out because it said I might have a sticker in there that says I won like a free trip to Disney World.
Yeah, did you get
there
that sticker?
There was nothing. There was not even anything in there that said, no,
not
sorry,
like
you're not a winner.
Like you a stamp it, on the bottom.
Nothing.
But speaking of stickers, one of the things I did like were the Mr. T cereal was big on stickers. It had a lot of Mr. T stickers.
I pity the fool, don't eat my cereal.
At that point, I loved Mr. T. I thought Mr. T was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. We talked about I ate the Mr. T cereal, and basically it was a cereal like a Captain Crunch,
but they were
all T's.
Like freaking Donkey Kong cereal.
Yeah, I said Donkey Kong's the best because you can just say, oh, they're barrels.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yep.
And like a Pac-Man cereal, you get a Kix.
Yep.
Makes sense. Oh, it's the dots.
And the marshmallows.
Ghost marshmallows.
Yeah, and then you have the ghost marshmallows. It's perfect.
Now, Pac-Man isn't just a game you play. It's a crispy corn cereal that's coming your way. New Pac-Man. There are marshmallow bits you'll find inside. Inky and Blinky and Pinky.
I'm Claude. Delicious.
New Pac-Man. There are crispy corn puffs so good to eat. Just think what a champ of a chopper you'll be.
Chomp chomp delicious.
New Pac-Man, the cereal. A delicious part of this nutritious breakfast.
Chomp chomp.
Every knockoff cereal, there's a couple things you get together and boy, you're in.
And
but
some
screw
them up completely like E.T.
Yeah.
For
I don't
example.
Know how you can screw that up. It seems like such an easy, it's like a home run.
Give me a goddamn spaceship in there.
Really, a spaceship or a phone. A phone or a dog. You'd have a bike.
Or that
How
flower.
About that? Fucking Gertie.
Or that beer when E.T. got drunk.
It's been a while since I watched E.T.
Let's get to the top list.
Yeah, let's go our top. You want me to go first with top favorites?
Do it up.
And this would be down the line. Oops All Berries is my number three top favorite. And I said it's weird because when it first came out, it had a limited run.
Yes.
And it kind of kept coming back. And then
was it like 97?
Yeah. And and it seems to be in full rotation. But when I heard about it, it like blew my mind.
Our tour begins with the holding silos for the Crunch Berries.
Wow, all berries!
What's this?
Don't that.
Do this?
Imagine a cereal.
Yeah. That's all Crunch Berries.
Blue, purple, red, nothing but the awesomely sweet taste of all Crunch Berries.
And what do you have to say for yourself?
Oops.
Captain Crunch's Oops All Berries. It's a delicious part of this balanced breakfast.
Captain!
What's this?
Oops.
Hell yeah.
Because I was a huge Crunchberry fan was taking the equation out of the Crunchberry of the thing I hated. And the best
the
thing
barrels.
About and yeah, I just wanted the berries. And this also led to me dreaming the dream of all cereal lovers of one day having a bowl of Lucky Charms that was just the marshmallows. That's like the dream. That's
and
the holy
and the thing
grail.
Is, he lived that dream this week,
yes,
folks.
I did. I actually ate a bowl of just marshmallows, and it tasted awful. It made me a little ill, and it hurt my teeth after.
Never live your dreams, kids.
Yeah, it hurt my teeth after. Never meet your heroes. Mm-hmm. My hero is a bowl of just marshmallows.
You guys check your insulin a lot, right?
Yes. Okay, one thing, though. This Oops All Berries
cut
actually,
my foot off during this podcast.
Yes, my last bit of the Oops All Berries talk leads into that it can be very good at certain holidays, including St. Patrick's Day, because if anybody who eats Oops All Berries knows,
should know
for the next
make your
week,
shit green.
Your shit is green. And the last time I had this, it freaked me out so much, and I ran to Eric, and I actually wanted him to come into the bathroom and look at my green. It was so green. Like, it had never been this green.
And I well, knew he'd been eating this. I know exactly
what
was wrong.
What is Eric going to do?
I just want him to look at it.
He wanted to show it off. Like show and tell.
Yeah, this was not like I thought, oh, my God, because I knew what it did. It was just the shade of green was so crazy. I wanted him to come into the bathroom at work and look at my poop.
And I would not do that.
He wouldn't. And then I went back. And somebody had flushed the toilet and freaked me out that somebody might have known that I did not flush the toilet. And
had a green poop.
Don't even know if I wiped.
Oh, my God.
I did. It looked like I had squished like a fucking leprechaun. Because, boy, it was almost fluorescent green. It was crazy.
I'm getting this animation in my head like a Ren and Stimpy thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's the worst. But, Reggie, what's your third?
My third favorite is, I would say, Corn Pops.
Corn Pops? I like Corn Pops.
Hey, Mom. Where's the Corn Pops?
They don't make Corn Pops anymore.
No Pops.
But we got beets. Beets and liver. Every day for the rest of your life. You're going to miss that sweet popcorn, aren't you?
Aren't you?
Oh, there is one last box. Old Sparky's got it. So do you want them? Oh, do you?
Do you?
Oh, working hard.
Yeah, better eat.
Kellogg's Corn Pop cereal is part of this complete breakfast.
Gotta have my pops.
Yeah, I'm a big
Again,
fan.
There, it's a, is I this going to be your whole list of cereal that just ends up soggy immediately?
I love it when it's soggy.
No, best. The whole thing is he likes cereal that the popular kids eat in the commercials.
Yeah, that's exactly. That is true, the Pops.
He likes Smacks and Pops? Get out of here. The other thing, Pops are terrible.
I don't mind Pops.
The texture
thing about Pops, bothers I don't mind the shit out of me. It's like packing peanuts. But I don't mind Pops, and it's a weird thing because in my list, you'll see, I love very sweet cereals.
Yeah.
I like that Pops, it's a subtle taste.
You don't think Pops is sweet? It does something very special to the milk, I feel. It really does. It mellows
the
out the
inside of your mouth.
Yeah. I like I said, it's more of a, it's not as in-your-face sweet, but I do like it. I've had points where Pops were in my top, but not anymore.
Honestly, I'm telling you, the commercials really brainwashed me because, you know, hey, the popular kids are eating this. I better get it now.
Exactly.
Yes.
I was never popular.
No, neither was
I. Maybe because you didn't eat Corn Pops?
Well, I ate all the Pops and people still hated me. So I should have had green shit then. I could have shit right
used to
in
make
face.
Your mother cry on purpose.
Yes, I did.
There's no redeeming.
Isn't that what the popular kids do?
No amount
yell
of
yell at their Pops. Fucking mothers?
You alienated all your friends because they didn't have the cereal you wanted.
That's true. That too. I didn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
I know why.
I think one of the things
really
I told my mom
why.
The one time, I told her that everybody wanted her to move back to England because we all hated her.
Jesus Christ.
And then I laughed. And then actually at one
point.
You
like freaking Macaulay Culkin and The Good Son.
Yes.
Without hiding it.
At one point, my mom actually, I think she was going to get divorced from my dad. She found a boyfriend or something. And my dad was very upset, but then we kind of, we dealt with it. And then the week later, my mom came back, and we had a vote to, if she was allowed to come back. I voted no. I said I didn't want her back. I was the only one. And then I was, like, ostracized for a bit by my dad.
Of course you were.
My dad was very angry at me. I don't know why he called for a vote. I think he thought that we'd just say to have her back and make her feel better. I did not want her back. And I still, now I'm angry. I'm going to go. If my dad was alive, I'd go yell at him. Why do you
think? No, you need
that?
Some cereal.
All right. My number three pick is Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs.
All right.
I'll mail myself someplace where there's nothing to make me go cuckoo for my favorite cereal. Delicious, munchy, crunchy, chocolatey Cocoa Puffs. It's part of this good, nutritious breakfast.
Cocoa Puffs mail call.
Special delivery postcards for Sonny.
He's not in.
Say, puff, puff, Cocoa Puffs. Chocolate-tasting Cocoa Puffs. Munchy, crunchy, chocolatey.
Cocoa Puffs! Yahoo! I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs! Boy, did I get the message.
I love a good chocolatey cereal, and this is like the king of all chocolatey cereals to me.
Yeah, I don't mind Cocoa Puffs.
I love it so goddamn much.
They are very chocolatey.
I actually wish I would have gotten a box of this instead of that Batman, but I was just really? So damn curious.
Yeah, it's weird. I went to Walmart to get my cereal the other day, and I know it's there. I did not see the Cocoa Puffs, though. Cocoa Puffs. I just want to say Pops. Yeah, I didn't even see them. I must have walked right by them.
I always love the Sonny commercials. Like, you don't like him because he's a freaking meth head.
He's a fucking... Ever.
I thought they were silly. I really dug the idea where he doesn't want to do this, but he's got to do this.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got to feed that itch.
He's compelled.
He is compelled.
He's chasing that dragon that is Cocoa Puffs.
Yep. The power of cocoa compels you.
Well, I'm gonna go on with my second pick because it goes right in, and I know that Eric has a problem with these in general, but my second favorite is Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh, what I wouldn't do to get Cocoa Pebbles from you know who.
Sonny, what are you doing?
Rock dancing. Anyone who's anyone can rock dance.
Oh, yeah?
Here's the Pebbles rock.
The Pebbles rock.
Here's the Pebbles steel.
The Pebbles steel. The Pebbles steel.
Cocoa-licious.
Sonny!
And here's the Pebbles bullet.
Pebbles Cocoa or Fruity Pebbles cereal. Out of this nutritious breakfast. Yabba-dabba delicious.
And I'm telling you, I even looked, and it was the Flintstones did it for me as well, because right. I thought they were great. I always liked the commercials. And again, it
smoking seemed, ones?
And what's that? Yeah. Barney's another one who just can't help himself either. He's got to have those freaking Cocoa Pebbles. And I love Cocoa Pebbles.
He's got to steal to do it.
And yeah, and I have an issue where Eric said that he doesn't like any of the Pebbles, really, because he thinks they get soggy.
And they get soggy immediately.
I don't agree. They are very dense pebble cereal where I hate Cocoa Krispies because I think they get soggy quicker because they are not as dense.
I would say so, yeah. Well, they've got less surface area.
Yes. And the Cocoa Pebbles, again, I eat them so quick.
Would be Cocoa Puffs would be the least quick to get soggy. Yeah.
Damn right they would be. Yeah. They're crunchy as hell and delicious.
I like, but I also like you get a cereal, you get your spoon in there, you get a lot of pebbles on that spoon. And there's a lot, like you said,
and
the surface area
mouth,
of that ends up giving you a lot of chocolatey flavor. And I'm telling, do you agree that Cocoa Pebbles give you a more chocolatey milk than probably any other cocoa?
I do agree.
They
I
do.
Agree
with that. And it may be because they get soggy quicker, but I go to town on these things.
I'd love to see you eating it. I'm sure it's like an outboard motor, like your elbow is
oh
just...
Oh, my God. And also, because this is one of my favorites, my mom would get this for me a lot. But back in the day, they usually only had like a 12-ounce box.
Right.
It was only that little box. That's one sitting. I would eat a whole box, and then my mom, it would drive her nuts. And this is why I think at points she would get me like two of my favorites and then these other tie-in stuff and other things she had because she knew that I would, I'd eat these others so quick. And then
Pebbles is still like that, and the reason for that is because there's so much fucking sugar.
Yeah.
Like one slender box of that is the same amount of sugar as probably an entire giant box of Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, I love them.
They have to. If they gave you more, it would be illegal. Is what I'm selling. If they sold it
now,
box.
Now they have a family size, and in fact, here's the weird thing: is I bought Cocoa Pebbles earlier this week. That's one of the cereals I bought, and I actually bought it in the bag. And I'm telling you, I'm still against the bags, even if it's a name brand.
It was name brand in the bag. Oh.
Yeah, it was a name.
That's crazy.
Yep, name brand. Cocoa Pebbles in the bag, and it's a huge bag. And when we're done this, I'm going to go eat a fucking probably six bowls of it and freaking vomit.
I don't want to see cereal anymore.
What is your second, Reggie?
Oh, my second would definitely be Frosted Flakes.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And why do you think? You know,
yeah,
come on.
I'm telling you, you'll hear about that Frosted Flakes when we talk about our least favorite, because that is one of my least favorites of all time. I hate them.
It turns into, it's like the baklava of cereal, you see, because it kind of falls in layers, gets all soggy, and then you're kind of excavating, you see.
Yeah. The thing is, I totally agree with Reggie on this one, because even though I do like a crunchy cereal, Frosted Flakes has a spectacular flavor when it gets soggy.
I hate it. And I hate I hate the smell of it.
I actually forgot how much I loved it till I had that bowl yesterday with one of those little like to-go bowls at like the convenience stores or some shit.
Yes.
I loved it. Reggie, right on with this. It's a
Jim, I'll tell you
great.
Later. I'll tell you later
Jim
why.
Jim is a communist.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I hate it as well, but I'll talk about the loon. I hate that Tony the Tiger. He's the guy I kept talking about. He is my least favorite mascot. I'd like to fucking skin him and make a fucking rug
He's
out
like
of him.
He's like one of the most recognizable next to Captain Crunch.
I hate him. He's a bully. You talk about the fucking pops being for
He's a motivator.
Kids. I'm telling you, the only popular kids, Tony the Tiger only deals with the popular kids and fucking bullies the other kids. I know he does.
The kids who are already good
And here's
sports.
The deal. Is there more of a goddamn generic fucking catch race? They're great.
Yes! Wow, Tony, they're tough. You're next.
Don't worry, Ace, we've practiced. But first, let's start with a complete breakfast, including my Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. It helps bring out the tiger in you.
I hope your serve is good.
Good serve? Why, this serve is great!
Great!
So you're a tiger. You'll show them what you can do.
All yours, tiger.
The taste of Kellogg's Frosted Flakes.
Thanks a lot, Tony. He's the fucking
spokesman.
You're always
going to remember it.
It's like somebody is the spokesman. Hey, these are pretty good. Yeah, thanks.
No, they're not. They're great.
Who says they are great?
It's fucking Tony. Because
Tony the Tiger says they're great.
Yeah, okay, great. That's very it's because he's like growling at the non-popular kids to get back in the fucking corner.
Genius.
I hate him. I'll talk about him a little bit later. What's your second, Eric?
My second is Fruit Loops. It is the best fruity cereal on the market.
I agree with that. I do agree.
I don't care how old I am, Fruit Loops will always be a staple.
Hey, Ralph, check out this dream I had.
Yeah?
I get up, I wash my face, and I notice I got a lot more face. I'm the guy on the Kellogg's Fruit Loops box. I'm Toucan Sam. Bad news is, I'm a bird. The good news is, I get all the Fruit Loops I want.
Mmm.
Yeah, the faucets even pour oranges, lemons, and cherries. What do you think, Ralph?
Awesome dream, dude, but you forgot to make them part of this complete breakfast.
Wow, what a dream.
And that's all I got for it. I'm sorry, there's not a lot to say about Fruit Loops. They speak for themselves. I will follow my nose every goddamn time to get to it.
I like the box of Fruit Loops. It's always colorful.
It's colorful, and I'm telling you, that is one that actually had something. It had something on the back. It was a free trip, but also it was a little puzzle. It had these balloons were off to the side, and they had letters in there.
Yeah,
and then you had to freaking figure out what the letters were with the sentence, like a game of Hangman. And underneath there were freaking numbers, and you had to match the letters to the numbers to find out why is Mickey Mouse such a good listener.
Oh, Mickey Mouse, huh?
What? You guys know the answer.
Because
he's got big ass ears.
Because he's all walk. Ears.
Oh, there you go. I think big ass.
That's
ears.
The only cereal
I
had.
Because he was a deaf kid in a fucking wheelchair.
Oh, one thing I love about Fruit Loops is because it's probably each one is 50%. Sugar crystals.
Yes.
That as it dissolves in milk, it turns into like a little. You see that it starts out kind of like a blocky, chunky ring, but in the milk, it just turns into like a washer or something.
Yes,
like
it does. And
it's just like there was really nothing to this cereal all along. It was mostly.
It was mostly held together by sugar.
Toucan Sam is another great freaking eye.
I like Toucan Sam. Can you think of any of these tie-in cereals that have used Fruit Loops as a base? Because I can't.
Not off the top of my head.
And that's weird. Because I think that is probably one of the most.
C-3PO's.
That is one of the most. No, 3PO's were weird. They were an anomaly because they had the. And Reggie, did you eat the 3PO's at all?
No, I didn't eat those. I remember those.
Do you remember how they looked? Do you remember, Aaron?
They had two.
Yeah. What was that supposed to be?
Weren't they?
What was it? It was like almost like an 8. It was weird. I don't know what it was supposed to be.
No, what it was.
Why didn't they just have a C3 and a P?
That would make the most sense. Or even
you
just
want it to be like an alphabet cereal?
Yeah. You just get alphabets and you get the fucking C-3POs that fell on the goddamn floor. You get them in there. There you
Honestly,
go. You make them mint.
I don't know why they just weren't Cheerios with C-3PO on the box.
Why?
There you
why
go.
Not? They had to add that extra bit. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't even look. It looks like a remote control or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I didn't understand what that
but
was.
But yeah, it's weird to me because I in my mind, besides like the say generic cornflakes or
right.
the Fruit Loops seems to me to be the one that's the knockoff the most. Like
you see the most generic versions of that.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But yet the tie-in cereals, I don't think any that I know of,
not that I can think of,
actually use that as its base. And you know, you could do a lot of that, but they don't. But I'm going to move on to my number one, and my
All right.
number one is what I like to call the McRib of the cereal world.
Now it's just the McRib
because it is very tough.
McRib
It's tough to find the cereal. And it is Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh, sorry, you can't go in yet.
What does Kellogg's Rice Krispies Treats cereal have that other cereals don't? The taste of Rice Krispies Treats squares. In a big way. Little crispy clusters, big treats taste. In fact, when you eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies Treats cereal as part of your complete breakfast, you'll think you're eating Rice Krispies Treats.
Next. Later, dude.
Help. What? Huh?
They discontinued that cereal.
Well, they haven't. It's not discontinued at the moment.
Really?
You just can't find it.
That's called discontinued.
No, I went to the site. It is discontinued. And in fact, like the McRib, is why I say this, you can go to the site and they actually have where you can put your zip code in and it'll tell you the nearest location that you can buy the Rice Krispie Treats. And it is an enigma wrapped in a mystery because, number one, it's not discontinued, but yet I cannot find it. 75 miles is the biggest range.
Holy shit.
It's not available. 75 miles around Quakertown, Pennsylvania, you cannot get it. Yet I go to the Walmart website. It says that it's in stock at our Walmart, and it's not. I was there and I looked. It is not there. And in fact,
secrets and lies.
Oh, and but also, it's also available right now on Amazon, where if you go on Amazon right now,
who the fuck buys cereal from Amazon?
Hey, people buy groceries on Amazon, but this is four boxes, $39.99. So it's $10 a box right now. And the weirdest thing about this is when I was there
looking.
Thought
about buying it?
No, well, I did. Because I love it, and I have some issues. It's so sweet, but they
I think
you know
they, I
when
think
you
they
go,
took it off the market because it gave too many kids under eight heart attacks.
It might, and it would give me a heart attack right now and a hard on. But the one thing that when you order the or you go to the site, you know when on Amazon they'll have if you got this you might like this type thing, and I think this was like customers who bought this also bought that, and the thing that came up with that. Is Bolner's Fiesta Brand Extra Fancy Pinto Bean Seasoning. I don't understand.
That's a crazy-ass
wow.
When I saw this, it really threw me, so I had to write it down. But I was like, what is going on there? I don't understand. But, yeah, I love this cereal. It is so sweet. And it tastes nothing like a Rice Krispie Treat. It just tastes like pure sugar.
It
love
tastes
it.
Like delicious.
And the thing is, when you pour a bowl, when you first start out, you get real big clumps of it.
Yeah.
They're like almost like boulders. It's great. When you get to the bottom, it's all knocked apart. It's not as good. And in fact, it starts
it's just Rice Krispies.
It starts to get like the frosted Rice Krispies, which I hate. I do not like those. I like the big goddamn bowl. It's almost like a popcorn ball of fucking Rice Krispie treat tasting the fucking sugar. I love it. And I think this all goes back to the fact that I don't really have a really good sense of smell or taste. So I have to get extreme. And yeah, this is extreme. Also, I like the box. You get the fucking, the snap,
crackle,
pop. You
can't just get sweet. It has to be teeth rattlingly sweet.
Yes, yes. I have to have it. That is my number one Rice Krispie.
He needs that extra flavor.
What is your favorite, Reggie? What bullshit do you like?
You know what? You know it's always a classic. The Trix. To this day, I still love it. A bowl of Trix.
Trix, ahoy! I'll get this nutritious breakfast with delicious fruit-flavored Trix. Coast is clear. Ah, Trix in raspberry red, lemon yellow, orange.
Woo! Shiny rabbit. Ah, I sure forget. Ah,
bird brain.
I love it.
I do not like Tricks.
It turns your poop green, by the way.
I have never been a fan of Tricks.
Yeah.
Even when they had fruity shapes?
Yeah, to me, it's...
And it weirded me out when they stopped doing that, because I didn't realize...
Not even just that. To me, it actually... It's like the most artificial fruit flavor to me. Yeah. And I don't like it. And I don't... And that's not even... That doesn't really get... soggy that much, so you must really like
it. Doesn't get super soggy. You're right. It does get a little bit. It can get soft around the edges if you really let it go. But
that is an intense fruity flavor in that bowl.
That's what I know. There's nothing real about it. Yeah,
it's like nuclear. I love it.
It's
like Quarter Waters. You know what I mean? Nothing. Cereals. No fruit was harmed in the making.
No, I'm telling you, there's any cereal that you've ever liked that was banana flavored.
Can you name a banana flavor?
Yeah, there are some. But really? It's because that banana flavor of anything is always
garbage.
Way over the top. And I think that's also what I think about of the Tricks. It's too much. It's very
too much, Reggie,
artificial
too much.
Flavor.
You eat fucking Rice Krispies Treats.
I know. I'm telling you, it's not cereal. It's not that it's... It's not that it's sweet, okay. The Tricks. It's that weird flavor. It just doesn't.
I'll tell you what you do next time. Go get yourself a strawberry shortcake, and just cut it up and put it in milk.
I told you, my mom used to make me sugar sandwiches for that would be a lunch. Buttered bread with sugar.
You got mayonnaise sandwiches.
I loved it. I actually mustard sandwiches were another.
Yeah, I got that too.
Yeah. What's your number one, Eric?
My number one is the greatest gift that God ever gave us.
Rice Krispie Treat cereal?
Captain Crunch's Oops All Berries.
Yeah, that's something
that is
was
the
my
greatest
third.
Thing of all time.
Yeah. It is amazing.
It did blow my mind when it came out.
And I was in high school when it came out, so I should have been over this the whole thing. I had to start eating cereal again, hardcore.
I had graduated college.
Yeah.
And I heard of that, and I ran right to get it. My roommate at the point where I was renting a room at this guy's house, and he heard about it. I heard about it then, and I ran to get it. It was so good.
Okay.
Still love it.
I'm telling you, freaking though, like you were talking about, the invention of Crunch Berries to add to the freaking, like, Captain Crunch. I'm sure they were around well before I ever knew about them. But freaking, Oops All Berries. Like, why didn't they do this back in 67?
Well, yeah, it was 67, 69, around that time. And, yeah, they just, I think that would have been, because at that one point, during the mid-70s, like early 80s, there was that big push that people actually realized, oh, my God, there's actually sugar in this cereal, and they really want to get it. That's when they changed Sugar Smacks to Honey Smacks. They had to make it sound like it didn't have sugar in it. So there is no goddamn way that anybody was getting away with just berries, even though it's probably the same things that are in the regular Crunch Berries, correct?
Probably, yeah. Oh, yeah, it should be.
All right, yeah, and even just the same Captain Crunch. I don't think that the sugar level goes up or down. It's pretty level, I'm sure, on most of these. And, yeah, people, they freaked out. So.
It is one of the best flavors. That unique Crunch Berry flavor. I'm telling you, I never had the Smurf Berry cereal, but I imagine it's a lot like this.
I have a feeling it was.
I like Smurf Berry Crunch. In fact, I also like the Strawberry Shortcake cereal that was from those dolls. I really like that.
Except that was a girl's thing. I would not get that cereal.
Yeah, I'm telling you, my mom would get anything, and I would eat it all. And then I'd give her my review. And then tell her
you hated her.
Yeah, and I said, listen, I really like Smurfberry Crunch, and I don't like you, and I love this, and I hate your guts.
If you don't want me to kill you in your sleep, you get me the cereal again.
Don't ever get that bag of cereal, or the next thing on the front lawn is going to be you and your clothes and a fucking suitcase, and get the fuck back to England. Bitch. That's what I'd say. I hope she listens to this. She'd be like, oh, my son. I miss those good old days. Yeah, podcast. She sends me texts, and it's like, Jim, stop. Please come over sometime. Stop. I am your mother. Stop. You haven't come over in 6 months. Stop. That was probably the last one. Like, yes. She texted me around Christmas and asked if we were coming over. I never returned that text. She's still waiting.
Through all that cereal she got you.
Yes. So that is all of our tops, right?
We went through the best.
That's it.
Okay, now here's the least. Probably should have done the worst first.
Nah, that's not our style.
Nah, here's my least favorite. My number one, or number three, I cheated. It's a tie. And it is Apple Jacks tied with Captain Crunch. And I'm telling you.
These are amazing cereals. I'm telling you, Captain Crunch has its flaws.
Apple Jacks, to me, is another one of those. It is so artificial flavored. It makes me sick. I don't like it. And
he has a big problem that it doesn't taste like apple.
He's got the jack.
I thought you boys were going to work on the garage.
Dad, we're resting. Yeah.
And eating those apple jacks, I see.
Hey, what's wrong with you kids? They don't taste like apples.
That isn't why we like them.
Then why?
I know. You just do.
Yeah. Kellogg's Apple Jack cereal is part of this complete breakfast. We eat what we like.
It more is a cinnamon taste. And I'm telling you, I don't really
you
like it.
You are that old man from the commercials.
It also leaves a bad residue. We talked about this earlier on the milk. But also, do you remember what color the milk is afterwards?
Milk.
Oh, no, it's pink.
The milk turns
pink, and it freaks me out. And this has nothing to do with
you.
I like the blue milk. No, the milk turns pink, and I don't like it. And then there's that fucking scum on the top. Not talking about my mother, I mean the residue. And I don't like it.
Captain Crunch. Little red dots it leaves, too. It's delicious.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And that's part of it. It's like a bunch of garbage. It's like fucking toxic waste. Don't like it. And Captain Crunch, this is not a big shock. This is what everybody will say about this. It hurts the hell out of it. I eat a lot of cereal in one sitting, and it just cuts the hell out of my mouth. And I just don't like the taste of it. It has, to me, doesn't have much of a taste, the Captain Crunch itself. Though, adding it with the Crunch Berries, which I love the Crunch Berries. Crunch Berry, the Captain Crunch part of the cereal is head and shoulders over, say, the plain pieces in the Lucky Charms.
Right.
And things like that. But I still don't like it. When I got Crunch Berry, I liked the Crunch Berries. And I would eat the Captain Crunch first, that part of it, just to get rid of it. And then I'd eat all the berries, is why when they had Oops All Berries, that just cut to the chase for me. I really do not like Captain Crunch.
Well, on top of that, with the whole cutting of the mouth thing, another thing that is bad about Captain Crunch is when you get to the bottom of the box and you pour it out and it's all that crunch dust.
It's a dust, almost like a sand.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
You don't just leave that.
I always eat that.
Yeah.
So do I.
That should have been another one of my rules. They have to finish that box even with that.
I did an experiment just using that dust in milk, trying to see if I could recreate the end of your milk in a cereal. It's not the same.
No, it's not.
The process needs to happen.
Yeah. It has to go through the process. Ooh. The bottom of the cereal bit is also why I don't like, or I love Frosted Mini Wheats. But that bottom part, there's just a bunch of fucking that wheat part.
That dust, yeah.
If they could actually just give me the frosted part somehow, not connected to any
sugar.
That's sugar.
But it has to be that hardened sugar. But me and Eric talk, not that any of this has to do with mini wheats. I hate the mini ones. I need the full size. I don't like the way that the...
It's insanity. I don't want to eat my cereal with a spoon and knife.
I'm telling you, I don't like the... The sugar part of the mini ones, it seems to be too dense for me.
And that's the craziest part, because you told me when you have the big fucking logs of these things, you eat the freaking top part first.
I eat the top part off. I have it in the spoon.
I don't even know how you do that.
I bite the top part off, and then I eat the rest. Another cereal that tends to get very soggy, but they have a unique thing there where they have that sugar coating on the top that doesn't get it, and it's kind of like a combo, but that's not even on my list. I just wanted to yell. What's your number three least favorite cereal?
My least favorite cereal, and this is one my brother would get when sometimes he decided he was on a health kick, was Mucilix.
Oh, I hate that.
Which was like, you know, raisins and dates and twigs and
it's like that
dirt.
Any cereal that I think is trying to be good for me, out.
It's also the worst name, Mucinex.
It's true, Mucinex.
Yeah.
My dad would swear, he would always correct me and say, it's Mucili.
Did he say that?
I don't give a shit what it is. It's disgusting.
It immediately makes him think of mucus.
My friend Pete, if you say to him, man, I want to get a gyro, that's a gyro.
My buddy Tommy does that too.
And he says that. And the one time I was in Philadelphia, actually, when my son Ethan was born, he had problems with his lungs. So we had to be at the Children's Hospital. And they had all these food trucks that my wife yelled at me that I wasn't allowed to eat from.
The Rutgers food trucks?
No, this was just standard issue. And I went, and the guy was making gyros. And I went up, and now I'm in Philadelphia. I think I got to freaking blend in. Yeah, I don't blend. So I go up to the guy.
It's 45 minutes south of us. You don't have to blend.
Yeah, but they're street. But I go up to this guy.
You have to blend in, so you walk up to a guy and punch him in the face.
Yeah, I punch him in the face and then piss him.
Hey there, fucko.
Yeah. No, I go up to him. I'm like, hey, I'll have a gyro. Because Peter stressed this so many times. And the guy goes, hey. I know, he's like Dykes now.
Yeah.
Hey, you call it a gyro when we're in America.
There you go.
I was like, yeah, I can't wait to go tell Pete that.
And then that guy punched you in the face.
And then he pissed in my mouth.
Yeah.
Best damn piss I've ever had.
Actually, Pete is pronouncing it wrong also.
Yeah, how is
it? It's gyro.
Gyro?
That's the Greek.
I don't like you now.
So go stuff that in Pete's
fucking
face.
Yeah, I should. I don't talk to Pete anymore.
He got sick of all the corrections.
He corrected everyone. We had a job where we would make hoses for these guys on like fork trucks. And, you know, these were not the professors of the world. And they would come into our store. And they would get, like, say they buy something, and they would, oh, that comes to 1872. And then he'd have to give them a fact from that year because it was a history major. Like, you know, that was a good year when the Prussians. And these guys would look at him, and they'd have fucking grease hanging off their ear and fucking one tooth. And they fucking, their mind would be blown. They hated him, too.
I kind of hate him.
Where's this going? Eric, what is your favorite, your second least?
My second least, my third least, we haven't even known it's Honey Smacks.
Yeah, but your third least, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, third, okay.
I'm sorry, it's Honey Smacks.
Okay.
Like the Pops, it's a terrible fucking texture. I hate the fucking residue, the aftertaste that's in my mouth, and I've never been a fan of Diggum.
And doesn't it feel like a butt crack?
Yeah, it really does. Like it's almost like a
butt crack.
It's like a little pistachio almost.
And it always makes your mouth, like, very tight, you know.
It's gross.
There was something about it that used to, I think I used to do it sort of like, you know, dope addicts do their heroin, you know, just
nice.
Tie it off.
It would make me feel shitty. Yeah, I would tie it off. I would put it right in the vein. It would kind of make you feel shitty, but you wanted the pain sometimes.
Not me, man. I was done. I ate it.
Pain is growth, guys.
I've eaten it once in the past 20 years, and I remembered immediately why I fucking hate this cereal. It's terrible.
Well, Reggie's gonna have to go, so we're gonna have to
wrap this up.
You give us your two. And then me and Eric will finish up.
Oh, you're going to finish it up?
Yeah, unless you want to just go, we'll just talk about our
go fast
picks.
I think we can wrap it up.
Okay,
got to move it along.
Okay, I'll tell you, my second least favorite is Frosted Flakes. And I hate them. I think they get too soggy too quickly. I think they have a bad aftertaste. And I said to you, I hate Tony the Tiger. He seems like a bully to me. He only hangs out. It's another reason why at a point in my youth I hated Cracker Jacks. Because they had the slogan like, oh, that kid's a Cracker Jack, and they'd always show these guys doing crazy fucking splits and things. It just annoyed me. And the one thing that
lifting
I saw
barbells
today,
over their heads.
The one thing I saw, yeah, really, they're fucking
this
twirling.
This all ties in with your competitiveness, yeah. But you're being competitive with a cartoon.
Yep, with a cartoon. I hated them. I think that
you're
great.
A psychopath. Yeah.
Like I said, he's a spokesman for a cereal, and yet the biggest thing he can tell us is they're great. Thanks a lot. I of course
plays a lot of sports.
He's
that guy.
Getting paid. They're paying Tony.
Jim, again, they're great. No, okay, they're not great.
It's the worst. I said they might as well be. They're tasty. It's so stupid.
You're missing
everything. You're missing the whole freaking thing.
Behind the whole thing.
Well, I will tell you the main reason why I know I'm right is at one point Tom Brady, he was doing an interview and they were talking about nutrition, and Tom Brady singled out Frosted Flakes and said they are poison for kids. And he said that only about Frosted Flakes, did not say that about Rice Krispie Treat cereal. So I go with Tom Brady. I love Tom Brady. He says they're poison for kids. I agree with him.
Right. He says those balls were inflated. Yeah.
Terrible. All right. Who's next of the
Reggie?
Reggie,
I'm next. Second one I had picked was actually the E.T. cereal, because I'm pretty sure we ate it, at least five boxes of it when I was young, even though my brother and I both hated it.
Yeah, but we still got it.
It was a big movie.
Our love for E.T. was so strong that we felt that we had to have it.
Had to get that dog cereal.
There was something wrong with us.
You love that E.T., but you thought a dog was in it.
You know? Whatever the hell it was.
Freaking nonsense.
A little turd.
Yes. I love E.T.
I mean, we had so much E.T. shit. I had the bed sheets. I had some freaking toys.
Little E.T. dolls, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So many of them.
Tom, that movie was so big. I'm sorry. I was born in 1982. I had an E.T. doll.
Really?
Yeah.
From birth?
No, this was years later.
They E.T. was still hanging around.
Seriously, it was a huge movie.
Me and my kids watched it recently, like within the last year, and they loved it. And that's a timeless movie.
Yeah, one of the first video games I ever played was the E.T. Atari game, and I had no idea what I was doing.
That was awful. I know that's the big punchline of games, but yeah, it was awful. And just on a side note of that, the guy who did the E.T. game, he had no chance. The guy actually pulled a pretty good game out of his ass, because I think he got less than a month to make it.
It was like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, actually, if you know how to play it, it's not that horrible. It's not a good game.
I
was a four-year-old and just had a cartridge and a freaking joystick.
If you don't have the instructions, you have no fucking idea.
Yeah, I had worse time with the Indiana Jones game. That freaking killed me. What's your second?
It is Rice Krispies, just plain old Rice Krispies. That is the boringest fucking cereal that's ever been created.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And my girlfriend gets it all the time, and I just want to strangle her.
Does she pour a lot of sugar on it?
She pours an entire goddamn
bowl. That's what I don't understand. People who get Rice Krispies pour more sugar on their goddamn cereal than anybody who's ever had any cereal that has sugar.
I brought this up to her tonight, and the whole point to her is she likes to have, like, bananas and cut those up. Yeah. And I'm like, why do you want a cereal that you have to add shit to?
Like, she could get Rice Krispie treat cereal and add bananas to it.
No, she can't. Snap, Crackle, and Pop, they can all suck it, too. I hate those freaking spokes.
I don't mind them. They actually remind me, like, they would be the East Coast to the Keebler Elves West Coast.
The E.L. Fudge freaking
it's a East Coast, West Coast feud with those motherfuckers. One of the cereals with the sugar, my wife really likes the Rice Krispie, Rice Krispie treats. I got those on my mind now. Rice Chex. And gets Rice Chex, and boy, there is more sugar on those Rice Chex than there's Rice Chex.
I know, lurking secretly.
And then she goes, I eat these healthy. I put the blueberries in there. Yeah.
All right.
There's the fucking mountain of sugar there, baby. And maybe some butter. I don't know. Am I up with my least favorite then?
My least favorite,
and I'm guessing it is Eric's as well, so this will move forward very quickly. It is Fruity Pebbles.
I may be stranded, but at least I got my Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity!
Adults!
Only a Fruity Pebbles can set my spirit free!
My Fruity Pebbles? Okay.
Mmm, frighteningly fruity flavors! Thanks, Fred.
Barney!
Boo.
Yeah!
Bon appetit.
Most Fruity Pebbles cereal out of this complete breakfast.
And yes. I hate Fruity Pebbles so much. And how much I love Cocoa Pebbles, I hate Fruity Pebbles more. And we have talked about it up until now, but I think that is the most strong, goddamn awful fruit flavor ever. I don't even like to look at the color of it. I think it looks like some fucking elf had thrown up.
It is a bowl
like
full
a unicorn
of confetti.
Took a shit
it
in my goddamn
bowl. It's just a
bowl
full of confetti that melts away immediately.
Fruity Pebbles is the Jedi to the Cocoa Pebbles Sith. Everyone knows that.
Fruity Pebbles.
I don't know this for a fact, but I just want to know what you guys think. Do you think that these are thinner than Cocoa Puffs?
I think they might be.
Because if you hold them up, you could see through it.
I think they're less dense than the Cocoa Pebbles. The Cocoa Pebbles are very hard, and I don't know if they might even say to themselves, hey, listen, the Cocoa Pebbles are more like rocks, and the Fruity Pebbles is more, like you said, confetti or something. Yeah. But, yeah, they tend to get very soggy very quickly, and then, again, it is like a multicolored throw-up in there, and I hate the milk afterwards. I can't stand it. And there's bits of it mixed in.
Thing that bothers me the most, I think this is one of the highest selling cereals on the market.
It's big. Now, one thing I did see tonight, looking into my research, that I love the fact of they have a Fruity Pebbles that's called, and I have it up here, I gotta see, it's called like Poppy Pebbles.
Generics?
It's Poppin' Pebbles. It is Fruity Pebbles with Pop Rocks in it. And I want to get those.
Wow.
I hate Fruity Pebbles. I want to try that. I saw a couple reviews. Everybody loves them.
I saw a variation of this today at the freaking cereal aisle where they now have these ice cream cone pebble things.
Okay, yeah. The worst bit of pebbles ever was when they had Cinna pebbles, which were cinnamon-based pebbles. It was awful. I hated it. What's that?
When I was standing in the cereal aisle today, this little girl came up. The mother's saying, go pick the cereal once. She walks up all by herself. She's scared of me, so she's like taking her time. And she got the Fruity Pebbles.
And of course, you didn't move from 1 inch, did you?
Well, no, not at all.
I think that one of the things about Fruity Pebbles is it is like a little kid's dream. And especially a little girl. Look at those Fruity Pebbles. They're so colorful. And
I hate
my
this
kids,
cereal.
My kids, if I went right now and said, just pick anything, probably Fruity Pebbles. Even though Logan the other day was with me. And he, I don't know if he thought I was like testing him or something. I'm like, you pick a cereal. He's like, I'll probably get these. And he grabbed fucking Cheerios. I almost hit him. I said, what are you doing? You put those Cheerios back. Oh, my God. What is he thinking? Then he's like, I don't know. And he was going to get Golden Grahams at one point, which I do like. He ended up getting something weird. I think he ended up getting, like, checks, like corn checks. I said, you're not weird. My son. It's about time I told you. We adopted you from somewhere. Reggie, what's your least favorite?
My least favorite, which would stun some people that consider themselves cereal aficionados, would be Lucky Charms.
Catch Lucky. He's got Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious.
I make a magic rope and swing away with me Lucky Charms. The crunchy old cereal with marshmallow surprises. Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and blue diamonds. Must be delicious. Thanks.
Where are your Lucky Charms?
Right here, my friends. They're part of this good, nutritious breakfast.
Frosted Lucky Charms!
They're magically delicious. They're magically delicious!
Really?
I've never liked marshmallows in... Just like you guys hate fruit flavor or Fruity Pebbles, marshmallows in cereal never worked for me, ever. Any variation, any
Not
version.
Not any variation. No. Not even like the Monster cereals. You didn't even like those?
I didn't like the marshmallow components of them.
Really?
Have a weird texture I can see, but I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, I am too.
You know, well, see, now you got to think about this since I like to let my cereal go a little soggy.
Yeah.
Think of what happens to those marshmallows.
They just dissolve. They turn into
like a gross.
Yeah, they are. They don't really fully dissolve.
Yeah.
Like you said, they're almost like a gelatinous fucking ooze.
They're like
or
spunk.
Something.
So for you guys, it's like a piece of candy in my cereal. For me, it was someone just came in my mouth again.
Yeah. I laugh because the first time they made Lucky Charms, you know what they used as the first cereal that ever had a marshmallow in it? You know what they used?
What?
They cut up circus peanuts.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I fucking hate circus peanuts.
Those are the worst.
It's weird.
That's not even candy.
Yeah, they're the worst. And what's weird to me about, like, if you look at the history of cereal, which I've watched many documentaries.
I've watched as well.
It's funny because a lot of times I often wonder, and this happens with everything in life and in history, you wonder how it even progressed past a certain level because I think somebody's going to come and arrest me now. it's an odd thing because you'll have, like, at one point, grape nuts. A huge cereal. Well, how did anybody eat these things and say, like, and stuck with them long enough for them to get a better version of these? Because, boy, some of that earlier, like cornflakes. Well, boy, cornflakes set the world on fire.
I know.
Grape nuts isn't on any of our worst list, but it is already on the list before we even start.
I said, I actually was going to make that a noted thing that when I said, like, the worst grape nuts, you're not allowed to have that because
it's not even
more
like a weapon or something you feed an animal.
It's gravel. You're eating gravel and it's terrible. It has an awful taste.
I think it's fine for goats and llamas.
Now, again, I'll tell you, earlier this week I did eat a thing of all marshmallows. I thought it was going to be great. It wasn't, but I love marshmallows and cereal. Even the s'mores cereal.
That's why your heart has that flutter now.
Yeah, it does. Boy, I love those marshmallows. What's your least favorite, Eric? It's Fruity Pebbles.
That's Fruity Pebbles. We already did mine, yeah.
Yeah, we freaking both of us go to town, and we asked a girl at work, said, hey, what's your favorite cereal? And both of us, I'm telling you, if you had a videotape, both of us were like punching our fist in our hand and shaking our head because we never even really talked about it. I knew she was going to say Fruity Pebbles, and
me
I
as
knew
well.
I'd get angry. Today I found out that her and Arik, who we work with, they don't know what Life cereal is. They've never heard of it, they said.
That's
so
crazy.
Weird. Which I'm not a big Life cereal fan. I like Cinnamon Life.
I got Cinnamon Life here. I won't touch it.
Yeah, I don't mind Cinnamon Life, but
I love them both.
That's one of my girlfriend's boring fucking cereals.
It's made by Quakers, so you can pretend it's like a healthy cereal.
And we can.
I live in Quaker town.
Yeah,
I don't need any more of that.
They make it
shit.
Here. People, that's what I got in West Virginia. Oh, what do you make, Quaker oats? No, we do not. We have a lot of meth addicts in our town.
Yep. Racist.
That is our top picks. And
just for the hell of it.
Yes, that's going to be the end of it. Excellent. And we'll see how people like this. And if you want to, you can email us. We have an email. You can email it. It's a very easy, very short email. It's actually just for the hell of it podcast at gmail.com. And you guys laughed at me because it's a long deal. But you can email us any suggestions if you want us to continue doing this podcast. If you don't, suggestions on what we should do. You can even yell and scream. I do not think we're going to have a male segment of this podcast unless it demands it. But you can suggest things. And, you know, I always return an email unless it's my mother. Then I don't. But, yeah, that's it. That is our pilot episode. That's Cereal, Breakfast Cereal Podcast, just for the hell of it. I don't even know what it's called.
We're a bunch of cereal killers.
Yes, we are. But, yeah, thanks for listening. And Reggie and Eric, thanks for stopping on by.
Thank you.
My favorite subject. Maybe next time we'll let Eric pick the topic, and it'll be something about horror movies, I'm sure.
Or Imaginex.
All right. And Reggie, yours would definitely be rap, right?
We know. We know what's coming up.
Rap. We'll have it. I'll like that, too. And now I might even beatbox then. You like that?
Nobody liked that.
Goodbye.
Well, we sure learned a lot today.
I'll say. But there's just one thing I don't understand, Dr. Manson. How does a growing boy like me eat a healthy, balanced diet?
Well, Ganya, I'll tell you. The only way I know how.
The ancient pharaohs were not too bright, they say. But they made one contribution that I live by to this day. It's the food pyramid, and it's approved by the USDA. Whole grains are the foundation, so please take my advice. Have 5 to 11 servings of bread, cereal, or rice. 3 to 5 of vegetables and 4 of fruits is best. They're antioxidants and fiber help you to digest. 3 servings of yogurt, milk, and cheese will help your bones and subsidize the cattle industries. A body needs to grow, and growing takes routines. That's why meat can be a tasty treat like fish or human being. When you eat your sweets, make sure you try to limit your servings or you'll die.
Everybody!
My body's a pyramid that's made of healthy food. So do what we say, eat right every day.
Buy American.
Well, I guess we did learn that.